Boker Tov, everyone, welcome back. We're on page 106. We're on Simon Reish Ayin Dalid. Sif Beis, we're in the middle over here talking about Dinei Betzias Hapas B'Shabbos. Says the Mechaber over here, Sif Beis. Mitzah Livtzoa B'Shabbos Prusa Gedola. Shetaspik Lo L'chol Asuda V'Ayin Lel Simon Kuf Samach Zayin. It's a mitzah when you're Botzea, when you break the bread for Shabbos, when you're on the Tukikaros, you should Botzea a large Prusa that's going to be enough for the whole Suda. That means that it's going to be enough for the Suda. That means it should be enough for everyone at the Suda. And therefore, really what I believe the correct thing to do, I believe it's Meduyak and Shemir Shabbos Kilchos also, is the first piece to cut a big piece off that should be enough for like a kazai for everyone at the Suda if that's possible. And then for that big piece, you go ahead and mechalik to everyone at the Suda. I believe that's how you can mechayim this din. You should say from a big piece of the chal. So you have the big chal, you cut off, I don't know if you have a bunch of people at the Suda, cut 3/4 of the challah, you take that piece of 3/4, now you cut from that, you're botzea from the big piece over here, that's a prusa gedola, that'll be tasbik lo cholasuda, lisa kazayis, which is the minimum amount that everyone has to have at the suda. Then you'll mash them afterwards from other bread that you want to go ahead and dip in your salads and the hummus and stuff like that. Siv gimel. Ein amesubin reshayin li tom ad shiitom abotzea. The mesubim, everyone else, you have the Baal Habayis who's going ahead and making a motzi, whoever's going to make a motzi, the person making a motzi, he should be the first one to eat from the challah, and even if he's going to be chalik to everyone at the table, you do not go ahead and taste the challah, you don't go ahead and eat from the challah until the botzeya goes ahead and eats from the challah. Says Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, therefore, says over here in Dibur HaMaskel HaBotzeya, the bottom of page 107 in the Horus. Therefore, it'll be better for the botzea before he starts handing out to everyone else. He should go ahead and taste from the challah first, because that'll get rid of this whole thing. You don't have to worry that people are not going to know the halacha and eat before the botzea. The botzea will take a piece of the challah. First, he'll bake a bite, and then he go ahead and mechalik to the other people. Okay? He says over here, Elohim came mechabid ovivo rabo kiyotzebo. If he's mechabid, his father is rabbi, therefore he wants to give to them before he actually takes a bite. Even though he still has to take the bite first, if he's making a motzi, he allows, he says it's okay to do that. But once again, the rabbi or the father should know that they should not eat before that. You should know. Even though he mentions rabbi and father over here, the anhaga Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, he always gave. Okay, I never was there, but his father, but I've heard that this is true. He would hold like this even if a father's at the table also is always to be makpid to give to your wife first. The wife gets the rest, and that's like Ishto Kagufo. She gets the first piece of chal after the boat, say after the Baal Suda. And then father and Rebbe, would come after that. Okay, so that is that did. Also, very importantly, even though in Sif Aleph we learned about the din of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, we had the lach of Ein Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos, and therefore we had the Taz that hold the bottom challah of Friday night closer to you, and therefore you're not going to be Ma'avirin Ala Mitzvos over here. When you're Mechaik the challah, we said the same thing by Hilchos Kiddush. When you're passing around the kiddush, you're passing around the challah, there's no issue of ma'avirin ala mitzvos. People make this mistake all the time, and therefore, I've seen this time where I've sent the piece of challah down to my wife, and the guy's afraid of ma'avirin ala mitzvos. He goes and takes a bite before my wife, because he doesn't want to be ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Moreinu Rabbeinu Nevinzal holds, everyone's doing the mitzvah together. There's no ma'avirin ala mitzvos over here. It's one big mitzvah that you do together, and therefore you can pass the challah down. It's not going to be a problem of ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Same thing we saw, go ahead and by kiddush. Quite embarrassing for that guy, but whatever. Okay. If everyone has in front of the table their own lecha mishnah, okay? Therefore, yicholim b'nitom avol bishadayin lo tamu. In this case, if the Baal Suda has a mind that he's going to be motzi, the other people's also their own lecha mishnah. I mean, one person's making a motzi, but everyone has their own lecha mishnah. In that case, they're allowed to eat from their lecha mishnah, even though the Baal Suda did not eat from his, the idea over here is, if there's only one lecha mishnah, the person making the motzi, he has to taste first. But if everyone has their own lecha mishnah, then everyone could eat at the same time, or even the other people could eat before the person who made the motzi, that's going to be fine, according to the mechaber over here. Okay? Fine. Siv Dal. Su'udah zuvah shel shachris e eshra la'asosa below passes came up. Just recently when we had Erev Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, okay, we had a problem because after Zman Achilas Chametz, there was no bread to eat. Okay, so therefore we had a second Suda Shabbos morning in order to have three Sudas of a pass, and then we had another Suda later on in order to mekayim the Suda Shlishis after Chatzos. Because over here we see, you can't have, well at least over here we're talking about Suda Zuv, the Suda Shachris can't be without pass. It's Dafka Meduik from over here that Shalosh Sudas could be done without pass. We'll get back to that when we get to Hilchos, the Halachos of Shalosh Sudas. Over there, it's true. In cases where you're in need, you could do it without bread, but l'chatchila, you should also have bread over there. But Friday night and Shabbos morning, it is not considered to the Shabbos without pass. But once again, l'shitas omorinu v'rabinu r'devansal points out, like his Rabbi Rishon Zalman, dimar masl pass ayin bahara l'simin reish ayin gimel sikon kafei shaladas admarzal shekol sigoy ha'ugos shenechzavim l'pasam abikistin l'fim advor v'simin kusam echesiv zayin yesh l'din shal pass linyan suda Shabbos pasam abikistin. If somebody has a din of pasam abikistin, which is most cakes, cookies, and things like this, rugelach, and those have a din of pas midorais, and therefore you can make kayim suda Shabbos with pas of abakistan. You can make kayim suda Shabbos with pas abakistan. We mentioned this many times already, and therefore all the hashlachos that come out over here is just pointing out once again, and therefore even if someone did not have bread and he has pas of abakistan, your yotzei suda Shabbos, whether it's Friday night or it's going to be Shabbos lunch, you're going to be yotzei your mitzvah. Obviously the minig is to have two regular breads and make a motzi, but in this case, you can be yotzei suda Shabbos even without it. Simen ayin reishe dvarim asur lasos l'or hanir b'shabbos. Let's start over here. Ayin reishe. That what you are and what you're not allowed to do next to the candles on Shabbos. Chazal were gozen. That we are afraid. Remember, back in the day, there was no electric lights. There was no chashmal. And therefore, the lights that you had Friday night only came from your Ner Shabbos. The Ner Shabbos, that was your light there. Therefore, if you wanted to eat your Suda Shabbos, you did it next to the candles. You wanted to learn Friday night. You wanted to read something Friday night. You did it next to the Shabbos candles. However, Chazal were worried. You go ahead and learn next to the Shabbos candles. You're going to get closer. You're going to get closer, closer. The night light is going to dim and dim and dim. And we're afraid you're going to start futzing around with the candle. You're going to start tilting it and stuff like that in order to get a little bit more light. That's a big problem on Shabbos. That's Havara. You're causing the candle to burn more, getting it closer to the Shemin, and therefore that's Malach on Shabbos, and therefore Chazal goes there, that you're not allowed to read next to the candles on Shabbos, and that's what we have over here. Okay? Not only reading, other things that were also goes are things that require to look carefully. They have to look carefully between the two objects. Those are the things the Chazal were goes. And therefore it says, Ein Polin. What is Ein Polin? It means to take off the lice from their clothing on Shabbos. Ain polin the parish levirat akinim abegon. Okay, they used to live with a lot bigger lice issues over there than we have nowadays. And everything was on their clothes a lot. Targum biarti akodesh palesi. The ain korin besefer lo arner. You're not allowed to learn next to there. You're not allowed to read a book next to there. Vafilu ainu motzi befivi. Even if you're not reading the words with your mouth, you're just reading with your eyes. Why shema yata? We're afraid you're going to tilt the ner, and that is going to be vafilu gavoa eser komos. Even if it is up 10 stories high, you're not going to be able to reach the candle. It is up 10 stories higher. Sheini yochol liga ela. Okay, you can't even reach it. Shlo chilko l'chachayim v'davar was a low plug they held. That is always going to be, even if it is very far away. Umetam zayesh la'asar afilu ba'shoshis. O kavua b'chor shebekot. Even if it's behind glass. Okay, even if it's going to have one of these glass boxes, even a lantern. Okay, you have a lantern, it's still going to be problematic. Okay, and even if it is affixed inside the wall, okay, it is also like you have a hole in the wall, you have the candle there, it's also going to be. V'chein menir shel shaiva, even if it's a wax candle, it's not an oil candle, also a wax candle, that is also part of the gezerah. So all these things are part of the gezerah over here that you're not allowed to do next to there. However, what's going to matter? What about eating your Suda Shabbos? Why are you allowed to eat your Suda Shabbos? Then also you're using the candle. Once again, they didn't, in the pitch dark, they used it, then there's, so there you go. Chazal only goes there on certain things, and the general rule is things that you have to ma'ayim carefully. To look in a book, you have to see very, very good, very well. To befollow your candle. I don't know, I've never done it, but befollow, I guess you had to be able to see the lice very well in order to befollow your candle. Those are the things Chazal goes there. to eat your food. You don't have to look so you. Okay, you see the food's in front of you. You go ahead and eat, and you go ahead and eat. Therefore, Chazal never goes around it for good reason. Not only not goes around it, we dafka put the candles near the dining room table in order that we should eat next to the nearest. We want to have light. It's part of Kavod Shabbos to have light in our Suda. So only certain things were gozer, but not everything was gozer. Okay, we're going to go on in this siman, and we'll see certain heterim of what is going to be mutter and what's going to be usser, and things like that. But one of the things discussed over here, Sifkat and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Ba'ashoshes, what about, what happens if it's locked behind glass? Not only behind glass, but you lock it with a key. So you can't even get to it, you know, you gotta get the key for it. V'imu skura b'mafteach. If it is closed with a key, it's locked up. Yesh matirin. There are those who said it's going to be mutter mitam mitam shedafkish kavod ner yud komos also shud a darko kein lefam kadesh al yedeza yira mashab gova, and they put up high in order they could see up high. So sometimes you might go up to that height, you might climb the ladder in order to see up there. Therefore, there are still gozer mash enkin lahazger, but mamish to close up and lock it up. Shein darko clothing lo mishum esur shabbos isle akeru l'shayach shivtach lahatos. It's going to like a hecker in order for you not going to, we're not afraid you're going to be lahatos. However, then says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'yesh osim michol gav n'mishum lo plug." There are those who are aser even if you lock it up with a key, and therefore, there are the oslos. Says though the Mishnah Berurah, "V'ayim eli rabbi shemitzadi lahater ki b'shem maser matziach lad machet." It's like a two thing. Not only you locked it up, but you gave the key to someone else. And that person's not reading, you're gonna read. So now you have like a double hecker over here, you're gonna lock it up. In order to get the key, you're gonna have to ask the guy for the key, and he'll remind you not to go ahead and dimata. Therefore it's gonna be, didami la omer lechavero, tein datchai leishalo ata. It's like a case we'll soon later on in our simin, if you have a shomer to tell you, watch out, don't be matter your king, you have someone watching over you, then we're gonna allow you to read next to the candle. So it's over here. The fact that you have to go to your friend and get the key, then it's going to be mutter. One other heter we'll call today, is the Beralach over here in Dir Masala Oranir. He starts off over here in the first line, he says, Vihine. Page back on page 107, about seven lines from the top of the page, the first line in Dir Masala Oranir. He says, Vihine Kaihine Kayo. Ein Aminag Vina Sin about Lakas Nera Shaiva Rak about Lakas Nera's Mamish, she coined lamp. He said, go to light with the lamp. Uma Olam to Mahas. And I don't understand why the people have to rely on many people read next to the candlelight on Shabbos. We see it's a beferish. It's a Gemara. Paskin over here in Shulchan Aruch. So if you skip now, about seven lines down in the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, five. Yeah, exactly seven lines. He says, Vishamati. Shamati Anshe Mais. Anshe Mais are good guys. Shekotzman al chatichas, they are before Shabbos, they write on a piece of paper, but osios gedos, they write in big letters, Shabbos ayom vasu lahadlik. It's like a reminder, they put it over by the candle, they put a sign up, it's today Shabbos, don't lahadlik the candles, don't not, mata. Umidapkin meodyom anear b'makom ha'ashraipel. And they put it in the makom ha'ashraipel by the handle of where the candles are found. Over here is willing to be sumach lahakel by this. He says that's good enough hacker. If you put up a sign to remind you not to go ahead of me yet. Even though the Beralacha is Mekel Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinsol brings down to the Chazanish. Dimer Masel, he says, Lismach, HaChazanish, Yitnagin, Lismach, HaPetach. He says, we don't ever saw this. Whoever said we could write a Petach and that would be good enough. And therefore, he does not like it. He does not like it. This is a machlokas over here between the Beralacha and the Chazanish. Okay, you have the Chavetz Chaim to rely on. Okay, but better to rely on a shomer, as we'll see later on in our siman. Ad kan for today.